Habits of the House by Faye Weldon, read by Rula Lenska. The House Awakes. 6:58 a.m. Tuesday, 24th of October, 1899. In late October of the year 1899, a tall, thin, nervy young man ran up the broad stone steps that led to number 17 Belgrave Square. He seemed agitated. He was without hat or cane, breathless, unattended by staff of any kind, wore office dress. Other than that, his waistcoat was bright yellow above smart striped stovepipe trousers. And his moustache had lost its curl in the damp air of the early morning. He seemed both too well-dressed for the tradesman's entrance at the back of the house, yet not quite fit to mount the front steps, leave alone at a run, and especially at such an early hour. The grand front doors of Belgrave Square belonged to ministers of the crown, ambassadors of foreign countries, and a sprinkling of titled families. By 7 in the morning the back doors would be busy enough with deliveries and the coming and going of kitchen and table staff, but few approached the great front doors before 10, let alone on foot, informally, and without appointment. The visitor pulled the bell handle too long and too hard, and worse, again and again. The jangling of the bell disturbed the household, waking the gentry, startling such servants who were already up but still sleepy, and disconcerting the upper servants who were not yet properly dressed for front-door work. Grace, her ladyship's maid, peered out from her attic window to see what was going on. She used a mirror contraption rigged up for her by Reginald the footman, the better to keep an eye on.